Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. My guest is Tony Mitchell, Recycleco Director of Marketing. Tony, welcome to Company Showcase.
Nice to meet you, Jim.
Tony, how would you give us a picture of what you do with the company?
Well, Jim, I've been Director of Marketing for Recycleco for just over a year now, and I've been involved with the company for a number of years, providing strategic marketing and communication support whenever management needed it. In fact, I developed the Recycleco name and brand back in 2019 when the company was ready to market its battery recycling process to the world at large. Since then, it's been amazing to see how much the company is, and the battery industry as a whole has grown, evolved within the transition from gas to electric powered vehicles, which is, you know, still just getting started.
What are some of the challenges you faced in marketing Recycleco?
Well, there's a number of them, but I guess a couple of the biggest challenges we have is that most of the companies we're dealing with, they're so massive, and each have their own unique, long-established vetting protocols when it comes to working with new vendors. You know, it takes engagement with multiple departments over the course of months, if not years, before they're ready to make key decisions. We know we have the solution to the battery waste problem, but, you know, it takes a lot of patience, back and forth testing and vetting on both sides before they're ready to do a deal. I've learned a lot. I have a lot of patience, Jim. So another challenge is that while the general public is slowly coming around to understanding that lithium-ion batteries can be recycled, there's still so much misinformation about what battery recycling truly is. And in between ignorance and understanding, you know, huge companies have sprung up over the last few years to fill that knowledge gap with hype and fueled by practically unlimited budgets, you know, when it comes to marketing dollars and whatnot. So unfortunately, in such a situation, the oxygen gets sucked out of the room for companies such as ourselves who have done the hard work of cutting through a path through, you know, rocky terrain and are committed to delivering a real-world solution to a very real problem of production waste.
Yeah, one of the criticisms of electric vehicles I've heard is, oh, they don't have any plans on what to do with the old batteries. Doesn't your company have the perfect plan for it?
Yeah, no, totally. It's the type of thing that, again, the general public is just starting to wake up to this. There, you know, still a lot of people don't realize that's even a possibility. And I think from the perspective of where we're standing, you know, we've been doing this since 2016, from bench scale to, you know, to pilot plant and then our demonstration plant. And now we got our joint venture going on in Taiwan. So, you know, it's a situation where we're constantly trying to educate people about the various facets of what we do. But at the same time, you know, we're a stage two recycler. So stage one is just grinding up the batteries and discharging them and grinding them up into stuff called like black mass. But, what we do is stage two, which is taking that black mass, which is, you know, pretty much toxic waste stuff, and turning it into lithium and PCAM to be able to put it directly back into production. So it's a pretty exciting thing. So we're really excited about continuing to move forward with things, especially when we get a lot of people still looking at what we're doing and vetting the process. So,
what do you see in the company's future?
Well, it's... For me, you know, it's a situation where you got to look back in the past, you know, before you can look forward in the future, right? So way back in 2016, which seems like a lifetime ago now, when we look at everything from week to week, you know, few people even thought it was possible to recycle lithium-ion batteries, you know, let alone recover 99% of the valuable materials locked inside them now. People were burning them back then. That was the industry standards. Nobody wanted to deal with the waste product because it was just something that was a toxic thing. So since then, though, we've proven multiple times through independent verification that our recovered and upcycled lithium and PCAM meet or exceed the performance of the original virgin battery materials. But, you know, as battery producers around the world learn about what we're doing and send sample materials for us to test, you know, they continue to grow more and more confident in what it is we have to offer. And believe me, as Director of Marketing, I would love nothing more than to tell you what who we're engaged with. But because of non-disclosure, I can't really say anything. So with that in mind, as our first joint venture, commercial joint venture with Zenith Chemicals in Taiwan proceeds, as we continue to strengthen collaborative relationships with brilliant companies such as Nanoramic Laboratories. We got a couple, I think we'll include a couple of links in our latest press releases below this podcast. As the battery industry is awakening to the power of the lean modular approach we're taking, rolling out our highly efficient plants to support their operations around the world, which is what I'm really excited about talking to people about over the next year. Well, Jim, you know, I couldn't be more excited for our future.
Tony, what's the big difference between what Recyclico does and what other companies claim to do with battery recycling?
Well, Jim, we're what's called a stage two battery recycler. And typically in a stage one, which is what a lot of other companies are touting they do, but they don't really fill in the blanks about being a stage one or stage two or show what their technology is all about. A stage one is they discharge batteries and then they put them through a grinding process and create something like what's called black mass. Or when it comes to battery production waste, a lot of times it's black powder overseas, they call it, which is a higher value product. But what we do as a stage two is take that product, that ground up product, and put it through our process and spit out high-grade or high-quality lithium products, hydroxide and carbonate, and PCAM, which can go directly back into production. So we take that, we take that product and turn it into a multiple of value from what initially goes in. You know, the thing about a lot of these other companies, these recycling companies, I say in air quotes, a lot of times they just buy off-the-shelf third-party equipment and install it in pristine buildings where you could, you know, eat off the floor. Because, you know, the truth is there just won't be enough end-of-life batteries to feed their operations for years to come. And I think, you know, if you watch how things have been playing out over the last couple of months, we see how that's been hurting those guys and recently. And by comparison, I wouldn't want to eat off the floor of our demonstration plant, Jim. We're busy, you know, continually processing skids of black mass and cathode scrap from potential joint venture partners around the world. Trust me, it would be too tasty or safe, for that matter, if you eat off our plant floors. So,
and Tony, you have a little bit of an adventure coming up.
Yeah, you know, speaking of the future, next week I'll be representing Recyclico at the Advanced Automotive Battery Conference in San Diego from December 11th to the 14th. So I'm looking forward to connecting with others in the battery industry and discussing what we have to offer.
Tony, for people who don't know where you're traded, where are your shares traded?
Well, we're traded on the TSXV under the ticker symbol AMY. On the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AMYZF, and on the Frankfurt Stock Exchange under the ticker symbol ID4. And if you need any more information, you know, do your due diligence and check on our website at recyclico.com.
Tony, thank you so much for the update.
Thank you, Jim.
My guest has been Tony Mitchell, Recyclico Director of Marketing. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on December 8th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.